Dr. Schneider, carrying a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Milner. This goes to Dr. Christos 1 on 10-12-22. Mr. Milner performed a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 6-9-22. There's been no significant change period to paragraph impression. Moderate restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing no significant change. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Hartigan. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 10-12-22, Mr. Hartigan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airways obstruction, more pronounced at lower lung volumes, with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Bellflower. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 10-12-22, Mr. Bellflower performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 4-19-22. There's been no significant change. Period, new paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. And next, it's a 6-minute walk test on Deborah Rayl, R-A-Y-L. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 10-12-22, Mrs. Rayl performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 355 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 97%, period, new paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eddie Davis. This goes to Dr. Jarrett. On 10-12-22, Mr. Davis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-4-22, there's improvement in airway obstruction, period. New paragraph impression. Moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction or bronchial activity, showing improvement. Thank you.